Vandiyadharamadhava Kunya Vihade Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihade Gopi Dana Vallava Hiri Vadadare Gopi Dana Vallava Hiri Vadadare Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Oh, oh, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. I wanted to read today a little bit from the Krishna book to you and also explain a few things while I'm reading. It is the chapter 26, Wonderful Krishna. See, when Lord Krishna had appeared in the human society, he had disguised himself so that he would not be seen as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Queen Kunti had expressed this in her prayers to Lord Krishna. When Krishna was about to leave Hastinapur and to return to his devotees who were anxiously waiting for him in Dwaraka, at that time Queen Kunti had actually said that it's very difficult to recognize Krishna. And she gave an example of a very well-dressed actor who cannot be recognized by the ordinary people. I think in Indian theater we have seen such Kathakali dancers who perform a dance drama and who sometimes I hear require that 6 to 8 hours to be fully decorated. Actually, just alone the beard, you know, which goes like this, takes 6 hours. It's one layer of rice paste after the other. It's very thin. It goes like this. And they have these big eyes. You know the Kathakali dancer? They have these skirts which go on. You really dance a drama. It's a dance drama. And you have no possibility to imagine how does this actor look without his costume. The costume successfully hides the actor from the eye. So Lord Krishna had also done this when he appeared. Only sometimes, you know, his godly attributes were shining forth. When he performed, for instance, his superhuman feats, when he was raising the Govardhan mountain in the air. And just yesterday we read with a few devotees in Vishwanath Chakravarti's Krishna Bhavanamrita. At that time, his devotees could not understand that he was God. His friend said, yes, you may say very proudly you lifted this mountain, but Krishna, it was because of our pious acts that the mountain was floating in the air. Don't be so proud of yourself. And yes, you may say you defeated the thousand-hooded snake Kalia by your own strength. But Govinda, let us face the facts. It was because of the chanting of the Brahmanas who chanted these protective mantras that the snake couldn't bite you. So, to tell you in brief, Lord Krishna had disguised himself perfectly, and when he did something where he broke his own rules by which he wanted to be unrecognized by his dear devotees. When he broke his own rules and did something extraordinary, his devotees reacted in disbelief. They thought, well, what was that just now? It was something wonderful, but it's not because of Gopal is special, but because the atmosphere is special. So, because of mantras and tantras and so on, and because of our beloved Vrindavan. So once, the cowherd men of Vrindavan came together to hold an Easter Goshti. They were discussing about Lord Krishna. And when they talked about Krishna, you would see what they how they glorify Krishna and how really they don't know how Lord Krishna can be understood. So we will now leave Goloka Dham. We will go right into Vrindavan Dham. And, I mean, we will leave Goloka Dham and go to Vrindavan Dham. It's the same. But you know what I want to say. We will leave Germany and Croatia and our tired minds. And we will hear how these great devotees of Lord Krishna discuss about Krishna. My dear devotees, before we enter into this discussion, it's very important for me to say that listening about Krishna Katha is very necessary for us. If devotees come together, especially in Ekadasi nights, and hear and discuss about Lord Krishna, you could say it's almost like therapeutic listening. Because when the Krishna Katha when Krishna is glorified like this, he will enter into the holes of our ears and our thoughts will slowly but surely be moved in the proper direction. But you must know that entering into the exercise of hearing Krishna Katha is not so easy for someone whose spiritual taste has not yet been born. Since time immemorial, our attention has been turned away from Krishna, and as a result, we have developed what is called an apathy towards our Lord. You know, if I would now go away from here and play to you the newest comics on Hanuman, you would all go like, because it's a language you could understand. You would listen with great attention because it's a comics which is a little bit like the movies of this world. It was made like this. By the way, I don't have this comics. But, you know, and it would be easy for us, people of this world, to tune into this atmosphere or thing. But when it comes to Krishna Katha, we have to be ready to do the austerity to try to listen. This readiness distinguishes the devotee from the non-devotee. The devotee will understand, it's necessary for me to listen to Krishna. The non-devotee will think, what the heck? I don't care. So before I start, I will request Nanda Kumar Prabhu, Nanda Kishore Prabhu. I think for you it will be much easier if you sit on a chair, Nanda Kishore, because you appear a little tired, and on a chair it's easier to pay attention because you can be more relaxed. So you can pick one of these chairs, or if you wish you could sit there on the steps or should we sit you in the wheelbarrow? You're like that. That, I think, is very good. I think this is how you would feel very comfortable. Yes. So, the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan. The birds are there. The gopas sit together and they discuss about their wonderful Krishna. One of the gopis, gopas, the cowherd man said, "My dear friends, please think for a while about the wonderful activity of Lord Krishna. How is it possible, I asked you, that such an uncommon boy comes amongst us here and lives with us in Vrindavan? It's really not possible. Just imagine. He's now only 7 years old. How is it possible for him to lift Govardhan Hill in one hand and hold it up just as the king of elephants holds a lotus flower? To lift a lotus flower is a most insignificant thing for an elephant. And similarly, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill without exertion. When he was simply a small baby," they first talk about this. "I know that the cowherd men discussed this question, how is it possible that Krishna lifted this heavy weight of this heavy mountain? They developed a grave doubt in their hearts. And they came with this doubt to Nanda Maharaj, the father of Lord Krishna. And they said, 'Nanda Maharaj, we can't believe that this is your son who lives with us in Vrindavan, like all the other sons of the cowherd men live with us in Vrindavan. Because he lifted a hill and you can hardly lift a small rock.'" How can the son do what the father does, cannot do? And also, he's very black, but you are very fair. How is it genetically possible that he's your son? Tell us the truth. Who is this boy? He cannot be your son." They all were there. It was a big group, big assembly, and they talked very loud in their head. They were very upset with Nanda Maharaj. "If you do not tell us the truth, we will take you down. You are now our king, but you won't be our king any longer. And we will bring you to the border of Vrindavan and we throw you out." "Ah," said Nanda Baba, I see that you are very upset. Fortunately, I can answer your doubt. Krishna, when he appeared, Gagacharya did his birthday ceremony and he said he's not an ordinary boy. He is God. Gagacharya said the K in Krishna stands for Kamala Nayana. That is the Lord who has lotus eyes. It's a name of Narayan. The R stands for Rama. The S in Krishna's name stands for Satgunapati, the Lord who has six opulences, you know, all wealth, all fame, all this and all that, you know, all the six opulences. The N in Krishna's name stands for Narsingha. And A stands for Akshara, the unmanifest. So he's the Lord. Rest your doubts. He has appeared in this Kali Yuga and he will save his devotees. Have faith. So in this way, Nanda Maharaj spoke to the cowherd men, but the cowherd men did not believe it. They said, "We were not invited for the ceremony where Gagacharya came." You know why they were not invited. There was a good reason. "We were not invited." So it was said without witness. Are you satisfied to say something which no one except for you yourself seem to have heard? Are you satisfied with such an explanation? You cannot satisfy us. We will now go to Rishabhanu Maharaj. They all marched to Vashana and met the father of Srimati Radharani. We were at this Nanda Baba's house. He lied to us about his son Krishna. Now we want to come to you because there's something which highly disturbs us. Everyone is married except for your daughter. She's not promised. Who is your Radha? And who do you think you are? Trouble in Vrindavan. Intense trouble. If you want to speak about scandals and problems, talk about this problem. This is a great problem. Everyone loses their faith in Nanda Maharaj and they don't know who's Krishna, and now they even turn to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and they don't know what is Radha and why she is not married and all this. Bhanu Maharaj said, "I can fortunately pacify you. My daughter, Gagacharya said, when he had come from the birth ceremony of Lord Krishna, he came right to my house. And I said, I have this special girl. So much light is coming from her body. And I found her on a lotus flower in the midst of the Yamuna. She was not born naturally. Who is she?" So this was my question. Gagacharya took my hand and he brought me into the forest near the bank of the Yamuna. And he said, "Listen, your daughter is a very special personality. When the Lord is Narayan, she is Lakshmi. When the Lord is Rama, she is Sita. She always comes with the Lord in each incarnation. And this time, she has come as the eternal consort of Krishna. Do not worry. Everything is all right. Have faith in my words." Yes, this is what I heard from Gagacharya. "Do not doubt, the words of the Brahmanas are always true." "We do not know if we can trust you," said the cowherd man. "If your daughter..." Yeah, now we got it, now we got it. "If your daughter is, as you say, always related with the Lord in his many forms, and if you say the Lord has now appeared as Krishna in the house of Nanda Baba, then you should promise Radha in an engagement to Nanda Baba." You know what the cowherd men were thinking? They would now test Nanda Baba and Krishna. If Krishna is God, then he should have the opulence of all wealth. So they pushed Vrishabhanu Maharaj, "If you do not send an engagement gift to Nanda Maharaj, we will throw you out of Braj and Nanda." Now you must know what is an engagement. We have many devotees from Croatia who may not know this word, and also many devotees from Germany who do not know engagement. Engagement heißt eine Verlobung in Deutsch. Nicht Heirat, Verlobung. Wisst ihr, was Verlobung ist? Es kommt vor der Heirat. Weiß man das heutzutage noch? Ja. Weil diese alten Werte so weggehen. So, engagement in Croatian language. This is now Alexander, this is a task for you. What is engagement in Croatian language? Zaruke. Zaruke. So, Zaruke goes like this. The bridegroom's parents will send a gift. No, what the bride's parents send a gift to the bridegroom parents, and then the parents of the bridegroom have to give 100 times as much back. This is intense. So they convinced Vrishabhanu Maharaj that he should send the most beautiful pearl necklaces to Nanda Maharaj in one big bullock cart. It was one, all pearl necklaces. So the bullock cart arrived before Nanda Gaon. Nanda Maharaj saw the pearls and said to his wife, "Oh, Yashoda, these are these clever cowherd men. How will we respond and give 100 times as much back to Vrishabhanu Maharaj?" Trouble over Braj. They are so troublesome and upset. So they discussed, Nanda Maharaj with Yashoda, what to do with the engagement of Srimati Radharani to Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj came back and he was very troubled. Little Krishna was no longer being seen, and he looked at the big heap of pearl necklaces and he saw many pearl necklaces were missing. "Oh no, Krishna! Krishna is stealing butter. We knew there's something right to these rumors, but now Krishna has stolen the pearl necklaces. Oh no! Now our trouble is even more. Not only can we not respond to the gift, now everything is stolen." So he went out and said, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Can I come? Govinda, Gopal." And he felt great bliss as he was chanting the holy names of Krishna. Krishna came and said, "Baba, you called me? Where are the missing pearl necklaces?" "Oh," said Krishna, "I knew that you and Ma were very much disturbed because you felt very unable to pay back the engagement gift. So I thought, let me plant some of the pearls into the ground of Braj. Then pearl trees will come. And then I will harvest the pearls, and then we can give back the gift for Radha." Nanda Baba said, "Since when are pearls growing from earth? They grow in oysters, my dear boy." Oysters? You know? Austern. "But not in the ground. Where did you put these pearls? Please show me. We have to take them out and, you know, put them back on the string so that the pearl necklace is unharmed. We have to send it back and say we can't respond." "Oh, no, no, no. Father, come, I will show you." Then Krishna brought Nanda Maharaj to the fields of Braj. And do you know what was there? And only in few hours, wonderful trees, much bigger than this beautiful plant had grown, and there were branches on the trees, and they had big pearls. Solche Oschis. Oh, sorry, that was a North German expression. Such pearls. And they all took the pearls. Nanda Maharaj harvested the pearls, and he went to the cowherd man who was standing there. He will not be able to give back. And he said, "Cowherd man, come, see the wonder which my boy Krishna has performed. He has sown pearls into the ground, and from these pearls, pearl trees came. And look at the pearl trees. They have all such pearls. This is the power of my boy. Give up your doubts and become happy in your hearts." So you could see. But you know, when the gopis heard about this, they said, "No, it's not because of Krishna. It's because of the earth of Vrindavan. That's a very special earth. Vrindavan is best." So here. "When he was simply a small baby," they say, "and could not even see properly, he killed a great demoness, Putana. While sucking her breast, he also sucked out her life air. In this way, Krishna killed the Putana demon exactly as eternal time kills a living creature in due course." And they go like this. So the many wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna. How Lord Krishna had been overwhelmed by the Trinavata demon, who came disguised as a whirlwind. How he was taken very high by this demon into the sky. How Lord Krishna had agreed to be taken by Trinavata into the sky, because he wanted to get a good aerial view of Vrindavan. From high up, he wanted to see how does my Vrindavan look, you know. So he had agreed, but then he thought it's enough, and he just took his hands around the neck and just made himself very heavy, so heavy that he pulled down Trinavata, who then fell on a stone slab and died. They talk about the many, many, many pastimes. And then they ask the question to Nanda Maharaj, "My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so attracted by your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but this is impossible. Why are we so naturally affectionate toward him? Just imagine how wonderful it is. On one hand, he is only a boy of 7 years, and on the other hand, there's a huge hill like Govardhan Hill, and he lifted it so easily. Oh, Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt. Your son Krishna must be one of the demigods. He's not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe he's the supreme personality of Godhead." Nanda Maharaj then gives the same answer which he has given in the account, that Krishna is actually the supreme personality of Godhead, and this was foretold and explained by Gargacharya. But please note how the cowherd men, although they do not fully understand Krishna, and are not really able to know who he is, they feel a deep attraction to the Lord. And it's a question which they ask in the marriage, why is it so impossible for us to forget Krishna from morning till evening? We think about his pastimes. We feel so utterly captured in the net of his beauty. Why is this so? In the Bhakti Sandarbhas, the opening verses, Lord Jiva Goswami quotes a verse from the Bhagavatam, and in this verse of the Bhagavatam, the answer is given why a person who has listened to Lord Krishna's qualities feels so much attracted to Lord Krishna. Jiva Goswami says that since time immemorial, the living entity has turned his or her attention away from Lord Krishna. And the moment the living entity looks away from Lord Krishna, he becomes attracted by what Bhakti Siddhanta says is the biggest obstacle in spiritual life. That is, he becomes attracted to what is not Krishna. He becomes bound in the same way as an uneducated person becomes fascinated by the show of a magician. He looks in the direction of the material energy, the Maya, Shakti, and becomes totally captured by Maya, and therefore cannot turn the attention to Krishna any longer. It is gone. This ruchi is gone. Now Jiva Goswami says there are, however, two exceptions to this rule. When the living entity makes some spiritual experiences in a past life, and then hears about Krishna from authorized sources, the old sanskaras, you know, which come from the spiritual experiences, become revived again. An example is, we were talking about this today with three devotees. An example you can find in Bilva Mangala Thakur's life. He was a spiritualist in his previous life. He lived in an ashram of Somagiri, but he became a little bit covered by material desires, and then had to be born again and came as this rich man's son into this life. And his material desires were still very strong, so he liked to go to a prostitute called Chintamani. Now one day when it was a particularly unwettertag, you know, stormy day or rainy day, it was very difficult for him to reach the house of Chintamani. One day he came to her, and Chintamani opened the door and looked at him. He must have looked, you know, drenched with water. The water came flowing everywhere, and he was just only, you know, his sensual desire was so strong. He wanted to have an intimate meeting with her. Chintamani said to him, "My dear Bilva Mangala, if you would take the same determination which you use for sense gratification, for your self-realization, you would already be self-realized." Now when Bilva Mangala heard this sentence, his old samskaras were woken. And he immediately said, so good, this is correct. Let's go to Vrindavan. I don't want this foolish, illusory sense gratification any longer. He became a monk and he traveled to Vrindavan. This is how, you know, when someone has samskaras, spiritual samskaras, when he hears about Krishna consciousness, these samskaras are again revived. There's another example. It's about a rich man in Calcutta. He was so rich. It was at the time of the British people. This person possessed half of Bengal. Hare Krishna. Now once he was going on the road in the evening, and this is how I heard it now, and there was a street sweeper, and he said to him, move on, it's time. What he wanted to say is, I want to sweep the street here, and it's time for me to finish my work, you know, just move on. Actually, they don't have in Calcutta, they have these Jaru, these hand brooms, you know. And when this man heard this, he thought, move on. Yes, I should move on in my life. It's high time. And the next day, when his servants came into his bedroom, they only found a letter. I have moved on. It is time. I went to Vrindavan. This explains why many, many, many of you who are sitting here, when they only heard Krishna conscious talk, said, yes, da. Yes, who said da? You said da. Very good. Da. Da means ya. I want to become this is something for me. I remember when I was seeing the devotees for the first time in television in my life, I was shocked. I remember it was my first, I was very sad because I saw the burial on the TV of my favorite guitar player. You know, he had just died from an overdoses of undesirable substances. And I saw this burial and I was crying on the TV. Oh no, he was so young. Oh no, how cruel, you know. I was crying, I remember. I was like this. And then I heard, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A new exciting band called the Radha Krishna Temple under the auspices of George Harrison has just made the most fantastic and shocking recording. Listen to this. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Dee Rama, Hare Hare. But what? Hare Rama. What is this? Do I also have some undesirable substances in my system now? They don't even have pants on. You know, I remember I was totally shocked. It was the song, always the same. But then, after my initial protest and shock, you know, one day I will be like this. There is no explanation. It's only that by the spiritual sound vibration, the old samskaras have been awoken. Prabhupada said this about many of his disciples. He said, in a previous life, they were with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had contact with him. Old sanskaras. You know, old sanskaras, I explained it today to our young devotees who are all, of course, in the world of computer. They are almost like auto start programs on the computer. Do you know? You go on the computer, especially if you don't know, like me, and then you touch something and then bang, something happens on the computer and it starts to shake and some picture comes and, you know, you have hit one program and zip, there is now the, it shakes on the computer and then some picture comes, something extraordinary happens on the computer. So in the same way, deep within many devotees, and I think many of you are here, these old souls, you hear something about Krishna, it starts, the old memories. It makes sense, and yes, maybe it didn't work for so-and-so, and not it didn't work for so, but for me it can work. I'm very sure. So this is the first group of people who, when they hear about Krishna, they become moved and they want to go on this path. The second group of people is those who have obtained the extraordinary mercy of a pure devotee. There are many people who met Srila Prabhupada, and in the contact with Srila Prabhupada, somehow the walls which were built up between them and Krishna were destroyed, and they felt attracted to Krishna. We know when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he's more than a pure devotee. He's Krishna himself. So let us not give him an example. The example would be maybe, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was still in the womb of his mother. Then Narada Muni preached to him. And when he came out of the womb of the mother, he was a devotee. And although Hiranyakashipu took the whole brainwashing school system of his system of his school to brainwash him, Prahlad did not wave an inch. I was at Ahobilam. Ahobilam is a place where the Nrisimha pastime took place, and there's one plateau. It's where the school of Prahlad Maharaj was. It's a beautiful stone plate. It looks like a table, you could say. And on some of the stones, you find old inscriptions in Sanskrit, which we hear Prahlad Maharaj had done when he was bored with the teaching. You're like, on ordinary people, I don't know when you were in school, if you were. I was always totally bored. I was always writing something on the table and cut on the table, some piece of art, original art, you know, and wrote, Mr. Tice is a fool, that was our doctor, and such things, you know, to somehow spend the time and without dying from boredom, and so on. And here was Prahlad writing Sanskrit slokas, and you can still see them with your own eyes. Hare Krishna. Ahobilam is a tip for your next pilgrimage. So they tried everything to brainwash Prahlad Maharaj, but because he had received the mercy of Narada Muni, he could not be budged an inch. And he really explains this, you know, when Nrisimhadev finally has appeared and asked Prahlad for a blessing, he says, I only know that due to the mercy of my spiritual master, I am now able to meet you, my Lord, and I could never forget his service. He says like this, because he understood it was the mercy of his guru which empowered him to become attracted to Krishna. In the Bhagavatam it says that Prahlad Maharaj's attraction was as natural as the attraction of ice, of iron fillings. Do you know what are iron fillings? It's, you know, like when you go like, then the iron dust comes, is attracted to the magnet. In the same way, Prahlad Maharaj's attraction to Krishna went immediately. It was very natural, nothing special. So these are the two people who are attracted to Krishna. Someone, however, who is attracted to the material world and the material desires cannot be attracted to Krishna. And Prahlad, he says this in one verse. He says, my dear Lord, how can I... He says, I am like a man who has seven wives who always want to pull him, and I'm constantly so disturbed that I cannot pay attention to your wonderful katha, the wonderful narrations of your pastimes. You know, we have five senses. They pull us. Come here, class. Come here. And then is our mind. Come here. And there is our ego. Come here. You know, and we are totally disturbed. Where should I go now? You know, in the old times, one devotee of Serbia made this, the mind. You know, there was a person, and he was an ordinary person, and there was someone pulling on his tongue, pulling on his ears, pulling on his mind. You know, this is how we are, we poor conditioned souls. How can we pay attention to Krishna if our senses are so much connected with the material energy? And the Brihad Vamana Purana says that someone who is attracted to sense gratification will never develop faith in Shastra and the Guru. It doesn't work. So this is the problem of the conditioned souls. And there is only one solution which the Sandarbhas offer. You have to bring yourself into the association of devotees. You have to sit there. You have to hear the katha, Krishna, for a long time. And you have to learn to bring the attention, which is now fully captured by Maya, to Krishna. And when Krishna is coming into your heart, then you will experience Krishna Bhakti.
Hare Krishna.
Vishwanath Chakravarti raises a doubt to this point. He said, but as long as we are in the body and the mind, will we not be influenced by the body and the mind? And he gives an example. As long as someone lives in a house, will he not be influenced by the heat of the house or the cold of the house? It's a good example, isn't it? Have you been in the summer under these hot roofs, you know, where you simply melt away? You know, have you been in these houses? No? Or, you know, have you been in cold houses? No heating system is there. DDR Plattenbau, alles pfeift durch, you know. Mm-mm. I'm living in Leipzig in the winter in the DDR Plattenbau. Oh. You hear everything. which is going on in the Plattenbau, soziale, also schlicht, die schlichte Sachlichkeit. You know, and you hear everything, what, every snoring, every fight you hear, and then the walls are, the wind goes through the walls, horrible. You can ask this gentleman what is sozialer Wohnungsbau. He will explain to you what is schlechte Sachlichkeit and so on. What are these houses which we... So are we not influenced by our body and the mind, just as a resident of a house is influenced by the atmosphere of the house? Is this a good question? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if Krishna enters the cave of the heart, Gufa is a cave of the heart, he will spread his light, and he will take away the influence of the false ego. Therefore, my dear devotees, you need to bring Krishna in your life. And I have good news for you. The day after tomorrow is our chance. The day after tomorrow. How many hours is this? This is 8 hours, 24 hours, 1 hour more. 24 plus 9. What is 24 plus 9? Oh, Krishna, I didn't go to school enough. Huh? 33, thank you. In 33 hours, Anandini, your chance starts. Be well prepared. In 33 hours, Lord Nityananda appears. It is his appearance day. And Lord Nityananda is a very, very special tattva. He is actually... he's the ultimate manifestation of mercy, which come of Krishna's mercy, which comes in this world. Why? Krishna has many forms through which he tries to help the conditions, tries to help the souls to become attracted to him. There's his original form, then there's the Vyuha form, you know, Narayan, Sankarshan, Vasudev, and Aniruddha in the Vaikuntha world. Then he comes into this world as many, many incarnations. Then he comes as the super soul in your heart. Can you imagine? He sits with you in your same heart. Super soul. Then he comes ultimately, because we are, it's described, the conditioned soul always looks outside. He's a Bahiranga vision. He has another Antaranga vision. So Lord Krishna comes outside as the deity. That's the ultimate manifestation of his mercy. But even more merciful is he comes as the spiritual master to try to help us advance in Krishna consciousness. It's described that the spiritual master is a human being, but he carries what is called the Guru Tattva. And this Guru Tattva is resting in Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, in other words, is that form of the Lord who comes and gives us special mercy so that we can advance in our spiritual life. He's, so to say, the last limit of mercy, if you want. He's a real arrangement of the Lord who comes. And he comes in a very carefree way, in a very joyful way, and we will hear more about him on Nityananda's appearance day. And we will hear more about these deep truths. So I really want to thank you very much for coming. I sincerely wish that you can make the best use of your stay in Goloka Dham. I also hope that you will be able to have good devotee association while you are here. Please use your every minute very nicely. Your main service should be hearing and chanting, because it is through these processes that your attention will again go towards Krishna and Krishna will enter your heart. The main service is Shravanam and Kirtanam, and do also other services, and let us make a very nice festival for the Lord. There are many surprises. I think there's something behind us. I heard some sounds during the arati. Bang, 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 bang. And after Nityananda's appearance day, we will celebrate the whole Saturday birthday. Krishna, Krishna. It will be a very joyful festival. So from tomorrow on, I will give... I have to now see. I have so much to say. I think I have to start giving my formal lectures from tomorrow onwards. Otherwise, I can't finish everything. So please come for Shravana Kirtanam. I'm very happy that you are all here. And now it's 9:20. I went a little long. Should we go to bed now? Or I think we should not take questions. Tomorrow we take questions. Tomorrow morning. Have a nice rest. Sisi Radha Madan Mohana ki jai, Sisi Gonitaya ki jai, Go Preminandi Hari Aipo. Krishna.